This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The history of the Jewish people has taught us well that it is critical that we not only help others, but care for ourselves and our communities as well. That's why there's a Jewish organization today for virtually every need, helping the homeless, elderly, orphans, Holocaust survivors, and more. The bonds of kinship that we Jews feel toward one another crosses geographical, political, and even racial boundaries. Jewish literature maintains that when one part of our body hurts, our entire body feels the pain. And that's how we Jews feel about one of our own whose life is in danger. The prophet Malachi addressed this need for God's people to care for one another in chapter 2. Have we not all one father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another? This verse calls us all, as members of God's family, Christians and Jews alike, to look out for one another and care for one another. But how do we do that? Where do we begin? The answer, I believe, is found in the ancient rabbinic adage, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when?" This powerful phrase provides guidance for us in responding to others' needs as well as our own, and in making our homes, communities, and world a better place in which to live. We'll explore more on this subject in the days ahead.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the Land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our new free educational resource, Limud. That's holylandmoments.ca.